بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. ونبي النجيح عمر بن عبسة السلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: فإن هو قام فصلى فحمد الله تعالى وأثنى عليه ومجده بالذي هو له أهل وفرغ قلبه لله تعالى إلا انصرف من خطيئته كهيئته يوم ولدته أمه إلى آخر الحديث، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. We've come to the latter part of the hadith. The narrator is Amr bin Abasa Sulami radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just to recap briefly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in great detail described the wudu and the effect that the wudu has in cleansing and purifying one from one's sins. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the person stands up in salah. قَامَ فَصَلَّى. Thereafter he makes salah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ. Thana and hamd are very similar. He sends sana upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hymns, the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَجَّدَهُ بِالَّذِي هُوَ لَهُ أَهْلِ. Glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that is keeping with the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in this hadith, one very, very important aspect of salah is mentioned. We touched on this issue yesterday also, that human nature is such that when something is done over and over again, if one is not careful, with the passage of time, that particular amal or act, or in this case, great aspect of ibadat, takes on the color or the presentation of what we call a ritual, rasam and riwaj, where we are following the motions, where the reality and the essence, haqaiq, of this amal comes out. And we find that this, to a very large extent, applies to our salah. We cannot possibly overemphasize or overstate the importance of salah. And on the one hand, the great benefits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in salah, the great importance attached to it, in the sense that this is أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ الصَّلَاةِ. The first thing Allah Ta'ala is going to question you, me, any one of us about on the Day of Judgment is going to be our salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has mentioned great importance of salah, great benefits of salah. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. First and foremost, we have to establish, Allah Ta'ala says, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ. Establish salah. In other words, salah must be carried out correctly. All the sunan, all the nawafil, all the wajibat, all the faraid, every aspect of our salah has to take on such a level of perfection, a level of beauty, a level of attraction. Aqim is salah. Allah says, establish salah for my remembrance. The benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in salah, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. The salah has the ability to rid us of lewdness, inequity, shamelessness, munkarat, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah is a means for the acceptance of our du'as. Salah is a bridge between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah is a means of us acquiring the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like salah is a great protection for this ummah. If this ummah will come unto salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will be with this ummah. All these various benefits, inferences we are taking are there, found in Quran and Hadith. But all of them are attached to one basic important aspect and fact, that salah should not be a ritual. Salah should not be something where we are going through the motions. This is a daily mujahada, a daily test, a daily jihad, if you want to call it, that faces each and every one of us before every salah, the effort that we make on our salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encapsulated the importance of this daily effort and never relenting and never letting up from the manner in which we make effort on our salah in a beautiful hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sallu salata muwaddi'." He said, every salah that you make, every salah that you make, make it as if it is your last salah, as if you are bidding farewell to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bidding farewell to this world. So important is the mujahada and the effort that we have to make on salah. And in this hadith, the latter part of the hadith of Amr bin Abasa, Sulami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there is one expression which encapsulates this entire mujahada. What is the mujahada of salah? What is the essence of salah? What is the noor of salah? What is the object of salah? فَرَّغَ قَلْبُهُ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. That a, this word فَرَاغ. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded, O my Nabi, when you become فارغ, what does فراغ mean? What does it mean to become فارغ? Very simple example, if you have a container or a glass, it's full of water. If you upend that container, all the water drains out. The glass thereafter is empty. There is nothing inside that. That is فراغ. Divest and empty your heart of everything, every attraction, every thought. Divest and empty your heart of anything that may take your heart away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart must be absolutely empty of everything else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is farragha. Farragha qalbuhu. Make your heart farig. Total, complete devotion of this heart lillahi ta'ala, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the daily jihad, the daily mujahada, which takes place 5 times a day, or every time that you stand on the musalla and you say Allahu Akbar. Hassan Basri rahimahullah, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَقُمْ قَانِتًا وَقُمْ كَمَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهِ وَإِيَّاكَ وَالسَّهْوِ وَالْإِلْتِفَاتِ وَإِيَّاكَ أَنْ يَنْظُرُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْظُرَ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. He says that when you stand in salah, when you stand in salah, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَقُمْ قَانِتًا. Stand with qunut, stand with total complete devotion. Like Allah Ta'ala commands us in the Quran, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَانِتِينَ, with total complete devotion. Hassan Basri goes on to explain, what does this قُمْ قَانِتًا mean? قُمْ كَمَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهِ إِيَّاكَ وَالسَّهْوِ وَالْإِلْتِفَاتِ. Be careful, he warns you, be careful of the danger. Danger of what? Danger of that which will destroy your salah. What destroys the salah? Sahw al-iltifat. Where you allow your attention, to move away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where you become lackadaisical in your salah. Where you become relaxed in your salah. Where your mind and your heart is going everywhere else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hassan Basri further elaborates, rahimahullah, how dangerous this sahw al-iltifat is. He says, إِيَّاكَ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. He says, beware, Allah is looking at you in salah. Allah is looking at you in salah. And from your heart, you are supposed to be looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, تَنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ, you are looking at others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَّاكَ بِالسَّهْوِ وَالْإِلْتِفَاتِ وَإِيَّاكَ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. تَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ. And then the crux, the essence of it. What is the salah? The salah was supposed to get you jannat. The salah was supposed to get you jannat. The salah was supposed to save you from jahannam. Leave jannat and jahannam in the akhirat. The salah in this world is your direct link to your rozi and your sustenance. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala will make your risk and your sustenance easy for you through your 5 times daily salah. Such a powerful tool, such a powerful medium. Today with this coronavirus, the trials and tribulations that humanity is facing, people have lost their jobs, people are going hungry, people have commitments that they are worried about that they are unable to fulfill. Almost on a daily basis, the level of challenges that is facing us human beings have increased exponentially. Wallah, my respected listeners, if we had salah the way we were supposed to be making salah, all these challenges, all these hardships, all these difficulties will dissipate, will become easy. Yet, what is the reality of our salah today? It has become like in the prophecy or the warning of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Yati ala nasi zamanun yusallun wa la yusallun." He said, "A time will come upon my ummah; they will be making salah head to toe, up from top to bottom. It will look like salah, but what is the reality? Wa la yusallun. What they will be doing in reality is not salah. Like the poet says, he says, "Tusalli bila qalbin salatan." يصير الفتى مستوجبا للعقوبة تخاطبه إياك نعبد مقبلا على غيره فيها لغير ضرورة ولو رد من ناجاك للغير طرفه تميزت من غيظ عليه وغيرة ألا تستحي من مالك الملك وأن يرى سدودك عنه يا قليل المروة صلاة أقيمت يعلم الله أنها بفعلك هذا طاعة كالخطيئة. Crux of what he says, when your heart is not in salah, tusalli bila qalbin. Most important ingredient, farraga qalbuhu lillahi ta'ala. Each one of us, we just read Fajr salah. How many of us made this conscious effort to bring our heart in that salah? Where was the heart? This heart has to become farig, has to be totally, completely devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah. He says, tusalli bila qalbin salatan. When the heart is not there, like Hassan Basri warned us, تَسَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ تَعْوَذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. You are asking Allah for Jannat in your salah. You are seeking Allah Ta'ala's protection from Jahannam in your salah. Salah is the key to your risk, your sustenance. Salah is the weapon. Salah is the bridge between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But قَلْبُكَ سَهُوٍ قَلْبُكَ اللَّهِنْ لَا تَدْرِي مَا تَقُولُ بِلِسَانِكَ. Your heart is in ghaflat. Your heart is not in that salah. Your heart doesn't even know what your tongue is saying. So he says, "Tusalli bila qalbin salatan." Such a salah, instead of earning you the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will in fact earn you the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, a completely, completely opposite effect is what is happening today with our salah. يَصِيرُ الْفَتَى مُسْتَوْجِبًا لِلْعُقُوبَةِ. He says, in fact, he says, you say, you are making such a salah that that salah is making Allah's azab wajib upon you. Why? تُخَاطِبُهُ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. You say in your salah, Ya Allah, only you I worship. Ya Allah, only you I ask for help. Ya Allah, I have brought myself before you. تُخَاطِبُهُ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. But your heart is everywhere else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he gives an analogy and an example, like we see on a day-to-day basis today in Muslim homes, because of this musibat of the cell phone and other attractions in our life. Husband and wife are having a conversation. Wife is talking to the husband, or the husband is talking to the wife, but the person that is being spoken to is completely distracted. Either the attention is in the phone, attention is somewhere else. What happens? How angry you become? How upset you become? What is wrong with you? I'm speaking to you, you're not listening to me. I'm addressing you, your attention is somewhere else. Daily we see this argument taking place. We see people becoming upset. تَمَيَّزْتَ مِنْ غَيْظٍ عَلَيْهِ وَغَيْرَةٍ. The poet says, you boil over in anger. You boil over in anger when the person that you are speaking to is right in front of you, and that person is not listening to you. Their attention is somewhere else, whereas it is supposed to be on, towards you. So then he goes on and he says, أَلَا تَسْتَحْكِي مِنْ مَالِكِ الْمُلْكِ. Where is your sharam, your haya, your embarrassment from Malikul Muluk, the king of all kings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَأَنْ يَرَى سُدُودَكَ عَنْهُ يَا قَلِيلَ الْمُرُوَّةِ. Allah can see that your attention is not towards him. Allah can see that your attention is somewhere else. So this is why he concludes his poem, صَلَاةً أُقِيمَتْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّهَا بِفِعْلِكَ هَذَا طَاعَةٌ كَالْخَطِيئَةِ. He says, the type of salah you are making, Allah forgive us, Allah have mercy upon us. He says the type of salah you are making is more worthy of Allah's azab rather than His rahmat, rather than His mercy. So again, we've run out of time, but this is a daily, daily, daily jihad. This is a daily mujahada. This is bahrun la sahila lahu, a limitless ocean. Every one of us on a daily basis, before every salah, we have to mentally acclimatize ourselves. We have to make this effort upon ourselves. We have to make effort on our salah. Ulama have written voluminous kitabs, the nur of salah, the power of salah, the effect of salah. And unfortunately today, the importance of this has come out of the ummah. So just now we read Fajr, okay, it wasn't at the correct standard, it wasn't the way that it should have been. But that ihsas, that perception of that loss should be there. So at the time of Zuhr, we make a little bit more effort. Asr, a little more effort. Maghrib, a little more effort. And wallah, my respected listeners, this effort has to carry on